Lick Effect continues on WUWM Now. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Bonnie North. There is a lot of pressure on Milwaukeeans to take advantage of our fleeting summer weather when it exists. In fact, sometimes it can be overwhelming to try to figure out how to pass a summer weekend. And it is for that reason that Milwaukee Magazine's City Guide exists.
The annual issue features dates, places, and events on the summer schedule and includes some summer activities that might not have been on your radar until now. It's on newsstands now, and Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke talked with editor and publisher Carol Nixon about her top 10 highlights for the summer ahead.
Just a little bit about our city guide. It's one of the reader's favorite issues of the year. It stays on the newsstand for 3 months, the full summer. And it really, we try to make it, you know, your go-to guide for everything that's cool and fun in Milwaukee in the summer.
And some of these things are great reminders for those of us, you know, it's been 12 years that I've lived here. And there are probably some things that I knew about already and have forgotten about, and still some things that I did not know about at all. So let's dive right in. I don't know what order you have these in, but we should start with number 10 and count our way down to your favorite thing to do in the summer.
Okay. Number 10 on my list for this year, get invited to both the University Club and the Wisconsin Club suburban locations so I can compare and contrast their pools. And that's, you know, if you want to invite me, you know where to find me.
Well, and once again, this is one of those things I didn't entirely know about. I had not realized either of those had suburban locations.
There you go. So, yes, they do. And I haven't been part of the loop yet, but I hope to make it this year.
So, yeah, University Club and Wisconsin Club, you are on notice. Number 9.
Okay. I want to do the Bastille Day run the same way that Millie Strawn does. So Millie Strawn was someone that our writer interviewed, and Millie really takes a laissez-faire approach to it. There's a lot of drinking and not much running and a lot of socializing, and it just sounded like, okay, I can do that.
The Bastille Day run is always a part of, obviously, it kicks off Bastille Days, the storming of the Bastille, and always one of the highlights of summer for a lot of people.
Okay. But I didn't know I could do it without running.
So that was number 9. Number 8.
So I wrote a little piece about how much I enjoyed last year having a beer at the Tiki Bar on Bradford Beach after playing tennis. And I really want to relive that moment. It was a great moment. And talk about, you know, a cheap thrill. I don't know how much the beer is, but the view and the moon was rising. And, oh, my goodness, it was just the best.
Maybe you could pair it up with your Bastille Day run.
It's going to be a boozy summer. I'm just telling you right now.
All right. Number 7.
I want to try lawn bowling.
And this is a huge deal in Milwaukee.
Apparently.
As huge as lawn bowling can be.
Yes, exactly. It has limits. But in Lake Park, there's this lawn bowling association, and it sounds a little like bocce.
It's a very summery, kind of relaxing, I don't want to say it's meditative because I suspect there are a lot of people who are pretty hardcore about it, but it could be a meditative activity.
I would think so. And plus they wear these, you know, white outfits.
I was going to say, you have the pants for it right now.
I'm halfway there.
So that was lawn bowling, number 7. Mm-hmm. What is number 6 on your list?
Oh, I haven't experienced Chill on the Hill yet.
Really?
Yes. So, you know, I mean, this is my third summer here, and there's still plenty to explore, and that's one of the things that I haven't done yet.
So you could potentially join the many, many people who make Chill on the Hill one of their favorite summertime activities.
Yes. Do you go?
I will admit I have not done it yet either.
Mitch, we could do it together.
We could.
Let's do it.
All right. That was number 6. We're down to your top 5.
Yes. Similar to Chill on the Hill, there's so many festivals that I have not explored yet, and so I want to add another one to my roster of visits. I'm thinking maybe Indian Fest?
Right. India Fest is August 18th. Actually, that was one of the most interesting things that I recall from this city guide is some of the ethnic festivals that are off the beaten path.
Yes.
You write about Croatian Fest.
Which I've been to, and I'm half Croatian. It's wonderful, but you have to get there in time to have the lamb, because the lamb is the thing.
And that goes on in Franklin. Mm-hmm. And then there's Armenian Fest, which is July 22nd at St. John the Baptist Armenian Orthodox Church. There's Puerto Rican Family Festival, which is August 5th. And as you say, India Fest.
Yes. So India Fest is at Humboldt Park. And I've been to India. I love the food. I love the culture. It's on the list.
All right. Some additional festivals are your number five.
Yes.
What is number four on your list?
Okay. On a very hot day, I plan to go to the lobby of the Pfister Hotel and enjoy a cocktail while reading Edith Wharton.
And why Edith Wharton specifically?
You know, the ambiance of the Pfister. I want to link my reading material to the cocktail, to the space. So I looked it up, and there apparently is an Age of Innocence cocktail. It's gin, Lillet, creme de violette, and chartreuse. And it was described as delicate on the outside, but pure booze under the surface. That's the end of the booze. It's not.
Sounds like
that
a metaphor for something.
Yes.
All right, number three.
I love the farmers markets, and I go to the one in Cathedral Square a lot, and I go to the one in Bayview a lot, but I want to explore some new ones. And one of the things that I have friends who've done this and I've not done it is to just go to the market, buy a lot of stuff that you're unfamiliar with, a lot of vegetables that seem a little bit, you know, exotic, and then figure out what you're going to do with them. So that's part of the plan.
Give them to your coworkers.
No. After I cook them in some exotic recipe.
So was that number three? That was number three,
yes.
Right? Number two.
I want to visit the Highway 18 Outdoor Theater, otherwise known as a drive-in.
the dying breed that is a drive-in movie theater. Remind me, where in the Milwaukee area is that?
I think it's on the way to Madison. I think it's about, you know, halfway between here and Madison. When I was a younger person, I used to go to an outdoor theater in Newark, New Jersey, that was very close to the airport. So while you watch the movies, the planes came in and took off overhead.
So that was number two. And your number one goal for this summer in Milwaukee?
Da, 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 da. Leave room for surprises.
I think that's always good advice. Before we started this recording, you were hoping that I might share a couple of things that I am especially looking forward to over the summer of 2018. And I'll say my tastes tend to be pretty simple. I really enjoy two things about the summer. One is getting out on a kayak on hopefully the Milwaukee River. I've done that a couple of years. I've done kayaking around, you know, some of the lakes in the area. I love to do that.
That's one of my favorites, too. I'd like to do it during my lunch hour.
I would love to do it during my lunch hour also. And, you know, our office here is right on the Milwaukee River, and yours is not far from the river either. But it would be a great way to kind of unwind at lunch.
Yeah.
Do you want to mention the hashtag Read Local?
I do. So as part of our redesign, we added a little hashtag, and you'll see it right after, right over the barcode on the cover, and it's hashtag Read Local. And it's just, you know, a little reminder that just like it's a great thing to shop local, and to eat local. It's also important to read local and to support your local media, not just us, the newspaper, the business journal, all of the local media, because without local media, how do you know what's going on? That's
right.
All.
The New York Times is not doing a Milwaukee City guide.
No, they aren't. They aren't. They
with
should.
All due respect. Well, Carol, I will continue to read local, and thanks so much for sharing the City Guide. Have a great summer.
Thank you, Mitch, and I'll continue to listen local.
Carol Nixon is publisher and editor of Milwaukee Magazine. She talked with Mitch Tyke. The magazine's annual City Guide issue is on newsstands now and will be here through the summer. You can find a link to more from WUWM.com.